Hello, I'm Andy Richardson, and this is your weekly Shropshire Star podcast. One of the biggest stories this week took place on Thursday and through into Friday when there was a huge fire in Telford. Deputy Chief Reporter of the Shropshire Star, Lisa Rowley, is here. So, Lisa, what happened? Where was the fire?
It was at Melt Solutions on Halesfield 14. Fire service initially sent one crew out, but when they got there, they soon realised that it was a bit more serious and they had to call for extra help. So they sent about nine other fire appliances, aerial ladder platforms to the scene. I mean, they were about 50, 60 foot high, that the fire service told us, and certainly the smoke could be seen billowing, you know, from miles around.
And no staff injured? Everybody okay?
Yes, everybody's okay, managed to get out. The one problem that they did have was that a lot of them, because they had to get out so quickly, couldn't grab their possessions and left all their keys inside, which meant some cars were stuck outside the building.
And the cause of the fire, has that been established?
All fire services are saying at the moment it's not suspicious, but of course they still have to investigate the cause.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, Lisa. We had a remarkable off-diary story this week about one man and his fondness for pies. Ben Bentley, a feature writer on the Shropshire Stars here. Ben, can you tell us what the story was all about?
Indeed, yeah. Shropshire butcher Paddy Ryan is laying claim to Wigan's proud boast that it is the pie capital of the world, with people travelling down to his butchers in Much Wenlock, a round trip of around 200 miles, just to sample them.
Wow, so people are actually driving 200 miles just to buy a pie from Shropshire?
Indeed they are, yeah. One chap, an IT expert called Graham Collard, runs his own computer shop. He makes regular trips all the way down to the heart of Shropshire to get his supplies and fill his boots.
Great. And what is it about Paddy Ryan's pies at Much Wenlock then that Graham enjoys so much?
Well, I think it's the taste, obviously. If you go down to Paddy Ryan's butchers any day of the week, there's a massive queue out of the door. Basically, he's got all sorts of different flavours and gourmet tastes and what have you.
It's a great story. Thanks, Ben. There's lots to look forward to in next week's Shropshire Star, and Assistant Editor Carl Jones is here to tell us what we've got coming up. Carl, what can we look forward to?
Well, tomorrow we've got the latest article from the TV money-saving expert Martin Lewis, who's giving us some more tips about how we can try and avoid the Christmas credit crunch as much as possible. That's in our business supplement. And then on Tuesday, just to lift our spirits as the winter starts to close in, we've got 8 pages of Holidays, which has got everything from the Munich Beer Festival to the Ian Fleming exhibition in London, and a look at some cut-price Caribbean deals if you want some winter sun. Yeah. Wednesday, we've got our Homes and Property supplement with a couple of local estate agents reflecting on the state of the market and when it will eventually come back. I think the consensus appears to be that probably the first quarter of 2009 is when it's all going to bottom out, and then they're hoping that maybe Easter will be the hatching of the Easter egg. Yep. And the future. Thursday we've got our latest jobs offering, and we're also doing another focus on the education sector, as we did this week. And then on Friday, Sharon Walters, our motoring editor, with her Autostar supplement, is reflecting on some of the used cars that are holding their values best in the current market, where prices are all over the place at the moment.
So plenty to look forward to.
Hopefully.
Thanks very much.
It's a big week of news next week, with coverage of the trial featuring the former Shropshire doctor, Mohammed Asher. Now, Asher was accused of plotting to explode car bombs in London and Glasgow. He worked at the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital as a junior doctor until 2006. His trial begins in Woolwich Crown Court on Monday, and the Shropshire Star's crime correspondent, Kirsty Smallman, will be there to file stories for you. You can read all about that, plus all of your regular news, sport and features in the Shropshire Star next week. Thanks for listening to your weekly podcast.